Mr. President, we are pleased and gratified by the unanimous approval of the Council of Resolution 662. The United States does not recognize Iraq's outrageous and unlawful declaration that Kuwait is a part of Iraq. My government, therefore, is eager to support the legitimate government of Kuwait through the consensus resolution which we have adopted, which declares that any such charade is null and void and without legal effect. Iraq repeatedly over the last several days has shown its scorn for the international community and for the resolutions of this body. Iraq's declaration is further proof of its continuing threat to the world community and its disdain for international law. For our part, at the request of governments in the region, the United States has increased its presence in the area. Mr. President, we are in the course of informing this Council officially by appropriate letter of our action taken under Article 51 of the Charter. As President Bush said yesterday, this is entirely defensive in purpose to help protect Saudi Arabia and is taken under Articles 51 of the UN Charter and indeed in consistency with Articles 41 and Resolution 661. As Resolution 661 affirms, Article 51 applies in this case. The Iraqi invasion of Kuwait and the large military presence on the Saudi frontier creates grave risks of further aggression in the area. This being the case, my government and others are, at the request of Saudi Arabia, sending forces with which to deter further Iraqi aggression. Why is this resolution necessary? It is necessary because Iraq is attempting to extinguish the sovereignty of a member state of the United Nations. There is something repugnant, chilling, and vaguely familiar about the statement issued yesterday by the Iraqi Revolutionary Command Council. We have heard that rhetoric before. It was used about the Rhineland, the Sudetenland, about the Polish corridor, about Mussolini's invasion of Ethiopia, and about the Marco Polo Bridge incident in China. It was used to divide and to swallow up sovereign states, contrary to international law. The world community did not react. The result was global conflagration. We believe the international community has learned this lesson well. We here will not and cannot let this happen again. We have finally learned the grim lesson of the 1930s, which was succinctly articulated by a Soviet foreign minister of that era, Maxim Litvinov. He said, "Peace is indivisible." We agree. My government is heartened by the response from the world community to Resolution 661, and we are confident that the procedures to implement it are well underway by the member states and in the United Nations. Resolution 660 and 661 should be used not only to contain this cancerous act of aggression, but also to require Iraq to withdraw its forces immediately, unconditionally, and totally. The Council also again today calls for the restoration of the legitimate authority, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Kuwait. By this resolution, the international community again reaffirms that this crisis is not a regional matter alone, that it threatens us all, and that we have learned the lessons of history. We cannot allow sovereign state members of the United Nations to be swallowed up. The United States stands ready to return to the Council as circumstances warrant to seek further Council action to implement Resolution 660. We are gratified that the Council continues to work expeditiously and effectively in its efforts to deal with this crisis. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the United States for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of France.
Monsieur le Président, mon intervention sera très brève.
car la situation est, hélas, tout à fait claire. Le 2 août, l'Irak envahissait le Koweït. Quelques jours après, il y mettait en place un gouvernement à sa dévotion.
We have been watching the United Nations Security Council declaring Iraq's annexation of Kuwait as null and void. When we continue on Day Watch, we will update the crisis in the Persian Gulf with other developments.